Welcome back to Innovation. I'm Kara Hetland. Earlier this week, officials with the Technology Business Center announced a change, and joining me to talk about it is President Rich Naser.
Our big announcement is after 12 years of operating as the South Dakota Technology Business Center, we have rebranded ourselves as the Zeal Center for Entrepreneurship. That's our big announcement in the change in positioning ourselves in the marketplace, although we are continuing to focus on serving entrepreneurs who are building scalable businesses.
So explain the name Zeal and how you came up with it.
Well, it was a long process. But basically, Zeal represents the passion, the commitment, the dedication that entrepreneurs need to have to build a successful business. And without that passion, we believe that entrepreneurs won't be successful. They won't make the hard decisions. They won't hire the people, fire the people, do the things they're uncomfortable with that are required to build a business. That said, zeal and passion without the right resources, the right education, training, support, you also will not be able to build a successful business. So what we are doing as a Zeal Center for Entrepreneurship is bringing those two things together. All the professional resources, marrying up with the passion of the entrepreneurs, and helping them achieve their visions.
Okay, so this, you've always provided space and resources here. So how is this space different?
Yep. Well, a lot of things have changed, surprisingly, over the last 12 years. And one of the big changes is entrepreneurs are very interested in a more collaborative environment. So what we've tried to do with our remodel, which was about a $500,000 project with furniture and equipment, is to create a hopefully the best of both worlds. We're still providing private space and specialized space, wet labs, server space, all those sorts of things for companies so the entrepreneurs can go back to their space and do the business they need to do. But in addition to that, now we've created 2,000 square feet of collaboration space. So when they want to get out of their office, they want to be in that open environment, they want to interact either with their fellow entrepreneurs or our anchor tenants, you know, people like the Governor's Office, Economic Development, Small Business Development Center, those sorts of organizations, they can do that. So that's the big change on the physical space.
So describe a typical day here that you envision it with people coming and going, and what does that look like?
Well, it starts very early, first of all. Generally, every day our first entrepreneur arrives at 5 a.m. and makes the first pot of coffee. And by 9 a.m., we've gone through 9 liters of coffee, and people are lined up for us to make more. But it really is kind of providing that 24/7 access also to space. So another addition we've made is actually adding a fitness facility for our entrepreneurs. But it is people having meetings both impromptu in our collaboration space, in the other shared spaces that we provide for conferences and other activities. But it's them connecting with the resources that we help them them connecting with the resources and the partners that we help make those connections with. So making sure that they meet with attorneys and business bankers and accountants and marketing professionals, and when they're ready, investors. So that dynamic probably hasn't changed a whole lot, but the environment that they're doing it in has changed.
And they can just say, hey, this is coming for me. This is my next step. Talk about when you were here. So they have other people in different stages of business development, too, to just bounce ideas off because they happen to be getting coffee at the same time?
Yes. Actually, some of our greatest successes, I feel, have happened in that type of organic environment. And I'll give an example of one of our companies, StemFuse. StemFuse is a STEM education content company that delivers their curriculum online. And they started collaborating with another company in our building several years ago called Beginner Media. And eventually they were doing projects back and forth, and eventually one company was acquired by the other company. StemFuse acquired Beginner Media. So those types of things do happen. That said, we're actually also as part of the rebranding and repositioning, we've revamped and created some new programs. So two of the programs we created are our Entrepreneur on Staff program and our Entrepreneur in Residence program. So our Entrepreneur on Staff right now is Ryan Holtgren. Ryan owns a company called college-resumes.com, and they help recent graduates prepare to go out into the workforce for interviews and to get their first job. And then they have several sub-brands as well underneath that company. But Ryan is working on that business. He's also committed 20 hours a week to working with our earliest stage entrepreneurs to run them through a checklist. Who's your accountant? Who's your bookkeeper? Do you have your sales tax license? Who's your business banker? Do you have legal counsel? Do you have a contract for your goods or services? All those sorts of things. So we've brought basically an entrepreneur on staff to work with our clients in addition to the rest of our full-time staff. That's gone very well. And I should say that our entrepreneurs on staff and our initial entrepreneurs in residence actually helped us develop these revamp programs. And they're really refinements of all the things we've been doing over the years. The Entrepreneur in Residence program is kind of that next step. So we have multiple entrepreneurs in residence. One of them is Ryan Oinas. He's been with numerous startups, several of them in this building as a key employee, recently exited a business in the alternative energy space. And they are more strategic advisors. So these are the people who could be investors in your company. So they may have, they're going to counsel and coach more on your strategy or on your market position or how do you prepare yourself to secure your next round of funding. So we're creating a pool of those individuals as well. And I believe we have three already in that pool. We'll probably build that pool out to around 10. So again, that's entrepreneurs at a little different level and stage of development, coaching other entrepreneurs.
And then you're also offering some other training classes, and then you also have the incubator program. How is that going to change?
Accelerator program. Yep. So, again, we've been doing numerous things over the years. We've been doing an in-after-hours networking event for entrepreneurs, investors, and others who work with entrepreneurs for probably 7 years now. But through this process, we've had that evolve, and now we've set, instead of doing 4 a year, we're doing 6 a year. We've settled on a single location, so we're always at the same location, which is the Hilton Garden Inn downtown. And the reason for that is we wanted to go beyond just a networking event. So now every time at 4 o'clock, we'll do an informational session for about an hour. Could be on investment, could be on marketing, could be on business strategy or leadership development. But we wanted to provide that extra value to people prior to the networking event. So then we go from that. You can go just to the informational/educational portion, and or you can go just to the networking event, or you can go to both. And as we evolve, we see probably doing more of that in-house in our new space as well, though right now we're focused on the 6 events a year and making sure that those are successful. Yep, we will continue to do the accelerator program. So we've done 6 accelerator programs here, I believe, which you have covered so graciously on public broadcasting. We've had 26 companies go through those programs. I think 20 are still in business the last time we checked. And those companies, I believe over the history, they received around $350,000 total of funding through that program. In addition to that, those companies now employ, I think, 80 people in South Dakota. That said, we looked at that program. We don't have details finalized that we're prepared to announce, but we're going to refocus that program more on the stage where the companies are ready to scale. So we'll have an announcement here in the next few weeks. So we'll probably be taking fewer companies, a more focused program to have a greater impact on Sioux Falls and South Dakota's economy. Okay. But we're still continuing to do it.
So you have, though, a lot of announcements coming that you can't talk about, right?
Right. I would just say this, and I don't mean to be coy, but really this announcement that we made on Wednesday, renaming the South Dakota Technology Business Center to ZEAL Center for Entrepreneurship, is just the beginning. We've got several other programs and partnerships in the works. And once those are finalized, we'll be certain to reach out to public broadcasting as one of the first places we share that. But there's just a lot of energy in Sioux Falls and in South Dakota to support entrepreneurship. And it's really exciting to see. There's lots of great activities, and we're excited to play that role where we're bridging the entrepreneur and their passion and pairing them up with the private sector and public sector resources they need to be successful and grow their companies.
Okay. Rich Naser, president of ZEAL. Thanks for being here. I appreciate it.
Thank you. I believe that's the first time I've actually heard somebody say that. So thank you very much, Kara.